the truth.
Welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, June 25th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. There are many ways to donate. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Right now, we do still have a promotion going where for every $100 donation, you can get a high-quality RBN T-shirt in a size of your choice or an RBN coffee mug. And I do believe for $115, you can actually receive both the shirt and the mug. So it's a great way to help RBN out, keep the bills paid, keep free speech alive, and actually have a great conversation piece to turn others on to a true, uncensored, independent media, which does exist here at RBN. Well, it has been quite a year so far, really. I mean, the amount of spending that we've seen by this administration is unprecedented. I mean, it's going to be some time before we see most of the effects trickle down to the retail consumer level. In some ways, it'll be masked, of course, but just seeing some of these clips, Biden just still going on about his trillions of relief, and he doesn't seem to understand the consequences of making our money supply less and less valuable. And of course, we have these completely biased, discriminatory policies with the allocation of funds. Of course, all of the big corporate players have been getting the most, further taking away from the poor to give more to the rich. The largest transfer of wealth in history has been possible due to this plandemic, its response, rather. And now we have these, even in the agricultural community, when we're hearing to expect unprecedented food shortages, even the droughts and water supplies seem to be somewhat manipulated to exacerbate what is coming in that regard. But we have now a second state who's blocking this farmer relief program. Another judge blocks Biden's debt relief program for non-white farmers. Federal judge in Florida temporarily halted the White House's $4 billion debt relief program, which targeted farmers on the basis of race, saying Wednesday it was discriminatory. And we had a Scott Wynn, a Florida-based farmer who's white, filing the lawsuit to block the program back in May. This was part of Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package, sought to distribute funding to socially disadvantaged farmers. But the rule's rigid, categorical, race-based qualification for relief is the antithesis of flexibility. We had written by Judge Howard. And the debt relief program, the debt relief provisions, rather, apply strictly on racial grounds, irrespective of any other factor. Well, I don't see how something like this came about to begin with. It just shows how divisive this administration is. It's trying to ramp up the tension and the anti-white rhetoric as much as possible. I mean, race relations have been worse under Biden so far. A number of polls have had those sort of results in the feedback. But the infrastructure all around us is crumbling, folks. I was reading an article detailing that in particular. Infrastructure all over America crumbling. And the depravity, another was pointing out five signs that show the depravity has reached an entirely new level. But here to discuss all of the wonders of this progressive, reimagined America, I have a guest with me here. Paul in California is here with me once again. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Richard. Speaking of the government spending trillions of dollars, I'm still waiting on my $1,400 check from Joe Biden, which said was coming back in the second week of May. I got a letter saying that my payment would be on the way within the next couple of weeks, and lo and behold, still hasn't arrived yet. I'm thinking I don't really want to call and find out why, because probably it's because I'm white or my social credit score is not up to par.
Oh yeah, that social credit score, that'll really do you in, if nothing else, Paul.
Right. Well, I am sure that if they were just to gather all the available data from emails and text, which, of course, we all know is available to these people, I would be finished pretty much. I would be in Guantanamo on racism charges, serving multiple life sentences.
Yeah, but it really is important for people to speak out. I mean, this, the whole BLM movement, I don't like to give it credibility by even calling it a movement, but it's been so inherently anti-white and Marxist. I mean, it's so antithetical to everything perpetuated for this nation, a land of opportunity. I mean, it was founded by most all Europeans, seen as a white nation to begin with. But well, we had to have Juneteenth to really shove it in our face that at this point we're supposed to forget about the initial Independence Day and replace it with this this Juneteenth, this illiterately named holiday. I can't see how they even, I mean, who was the genius who came up with the name? You know, June and 19th? There you go. Juneteenth. I mean, as you think, well, it came up recently with the cancel culture, afraid to say anything that might offend someone. You know,
I'll do the obvious play on words, which I'm sure many people have probably already thought of regarding the BLM movement. It is indeed a BL movement. There's no doubt about it, and it's just another way they have to mock us. They just sit around. I mean, if these people can, and you know, you can be sure that they're trying. To create the idiocracy here in this country. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, any listeners out there, go watch the movie Idiocracy. The single word title, it's not The Idiocracy, but it's actually Idiocracy. The classic movie, in my opinion. And this is literally what they're trying to do here. I mean, Idiocracy, I used to joke about being a documentary, but I really do believe it's predictive programming for what our kosher masters are going after.
It's true. I mean, the dumbing down of the nation is at an all-time high, to say the least. The commercialization of everything was illustrated quite a bit in that film, if I recall correctly. And yes, just the overall lack of any substance, you know, in what's perpetuated. It's all just mimicking others, really, but that is what we see these days. I mean, no one thinks for themselves anymore. And my friend sent me Stephen Douglas Whitener, actually, he sent me a clip of Joe Biden recently speaking to some people, and if he is any his delivery is any example of what we actually have remaining as the actual citizenry. On average, I mean, I don't know. It perhaps the way he acts is insane and delusional as he comes off is appropriate, considering the idiocracy-like culture that we have devolved toward.
Well, you know, just the other day I was listening to National Alliance Radio, which I highly recommend if people out there, especially white people, want to get your mind right. Just listen to National Alliance Radio, where you can hear on a continual loop 24 hours a day some great speakers. Of course, William Pierce, Revelo Oliver, a lot of his speeches are played. Kevin Alfred Strom does great, essentially, editorials. And so just the other day, you know, he made the simplest point that we can all see in our mind's eyes, that just go anywhere you want to your local Walmart or the local DMV or other such locations and look around at what you see constitutes, you know, humanity today in America, and ask yourself if you want to be under the rule of these people. I mean, I don't ever think they should ever have been allowed to vote. So just, you know, the point he was making is that if they become the majority, okay, that we're going to be under their thumb by the ballot box. Ask yourself if that seems right to you in your mind. And, you know, when he said that, I just got this weird picture, because we've all experienced this, what we see, which is actually, it's a real thing. It's called dysgenics. We are seeing the results of a dysgenic policy by both, not just the government, but our rulers, the people that are controlling the money, controlling the media, and control the politicians through direct contributions to elections, as well as bribery and scandal. And so we are getting what it is exactly they want, which is the deconstruction of the white race and instead replacing it with very undesirable third worlders. I mean, you know, they say you can't judge a book by its cover, but it's not really true. A lot of times the actual physical appearance of beauty or attractiveness is an indication of quality. And, I mean, everybody likes to go to a nice neighborhood and a nice part of town. And why? Well, because it's clean and attractive and it looks good. Nobody wants to go and look around and see the ghetto. And there's a reason that the ghetto looks like the ghetto. I've made the point many times. I was a landscaper for my career over 30-something years. And you get to see all kinds of different neighborhoods. And nothing makes a neighborhood, not just, quote, the houses and the landscaping, but it's the people that can completely change. I've seen neighborhoods go both ways. In other words, I've seen a neighborhood be improved by people that moved in, and I've seen it go downhill. And, of course, it goes downhill with certain races who don't keep their properties up. And it doesn't cost that much to maybe plant a little color, water the lawn, keep it trimmed, you know, so on and so forth, you know, to paint the part of the wood on the front of your house that starts to blister in the sun, periodically touch that up. You know, it goes to the nature of who we are. And essentially who we are is builders and inventors and civilizers. And these other people are destroyers. And this is just so well known, it's beyond controversial. Or excuse me, it's not controversial at all, is what I meant to say.
Well, it's important to distinguish the difference between eugenics and dysgenics, as you point out. And eugenics isn't always needing to be portrayed as negative. People try to always refer to it as just a negative thing because they're trying to gloss over or trying to ignore the fact that differences exist among the races. Is the impression I have. So they just try to act like anyone who focuses on that whatsoever must be evil and must want to inflict harm upon and wipe out anything but specific genealogies, you know, the best that they see of certain races. It's not true at all. I mean, when you look at many who have taken serious note of evolution and eugenics, just living with nature. And sure, you want to encourage breeding among the best of your stock. You're not necessarily trying to stop others. You might want to separate and encourage separation in society as far as those who have some are disabled, you know, have genetic defects, and others just, you know, are not that desirable. As far as the races are concerned, I don't see why every race shouldn't be able to just attempt to continue progressing on their own merit within their race. But yes, I mean, this is dysgenics for most of the planet. Everything that is being promoted and everyone who is being assisted, everyone who is being held behind, like this relief for black farmers, for example, is a perfect example. But then the elite, they're so inbred in such a small number, it must add to their psychopathy as it is already, but that will simply continue. They might try something different for their stock, but there isn't really much to work with. I know there's a two-tier system, at least for how they want to live in their own circles.
I'm back now. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I mean,
momentarily, for whatever reason, I couldn't hear you, and when I asked you if you could hear me, you didn't say anything.
Okay. Yeah. No, I didn't. I guess we lost you for a second there.
But it's interesting that you're talking about the farming aspect, and this is, of course, a quite an interesting discussion. It happens to be an area I know a little bit about. I got in a very interesting conversation the other day at a Whole Foods in a little town near where I live. It's actually called Los Gatos. So it's one of these kind of little exclusive communities where you go there and just overall everything is brighter and shinier and the people are, like, taller and better looking. It's just, you know, just it's one of those, you know, anomaly, shall we say, to your normal experience in the regular, what you call the flatlands. But anyway,
actually,
having said that,
if you could finish that story on the other side, let's just take
I'll hold on to it. Yeah.
Okay, be right back after the break, folks.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with my guest today, Paul in California. And Paul, you were just getting into a bit of a story for the listeners. Maybe you could take it back from the top again, please.
Yeah, sure. But quickly, what the heck was that we were just listening to? Is that your choice?
Yeah, that was actually Hawkwind.
You'll have to send me that. You'll have to send me that later on. I want to hear more of that. It's kind of funny, though.
Okay.
I thought I heard chicken and bacon in there.
they were a big, like, psychedelic rock 70s band, kind of somewhere in between Black Sabbath and Pink Floyd, you might describe it as. And then the bass player went on to found the band Motorhead, which kind of paved the way for the metal sound and everything.
Okay. Yeah, so just quickly, I was in the produce area, and there was a guy, doing stocking and all that, and, you know, he says, he catches my eye or something, goes, hey, how's it going today? And, you know, that's always dangerous, you say that to me. But, I just had an immediate affinity for him. He's an older white guy, so he was either in the business a very long time, or he was maybe going back into the workforce or something. I think he was probably in his 50s or early 60s. And, you know, we just started talking. And so, yeah, unfortunately, today most people don't know anything. We're very removed from our source of food, from agriculture. And there's so many things that are done so wrong. I read a book back in the 80s called Secrets of the Soil by Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird, which I highly recommend. Either one of them or both of them were also involved in the book Secret Life of Plants, which is also a great read. But in this book, Secrets of the Soil, they go into all the amazing things that we have the knowledge and the ability to do. There's something called biodynamic agriculture, where we can produce goods, crops that are so so wealthy in nutrients and so robust and so healthy. It's just amazing, using all essentially well-known traditional organic agricultural practices, which have been abandoned. And I made the comment to this man, and he completely agreed, because he actually said that his family, he came from a farming background, and he knew much of what I talked about, simple things like crop rotation, plowing back into the fields to fix nitrogen in the soil, replenishing the mineral content of the soil, all these things which are just not done anymore with gigantic monoculture operations that completely exhaust the soil and make it almost a necessity to use these commercial fertilizers, which further make the soil essentially untenable for normal organic production. And I made the comment to him, I said, if it was up to me, if I was a dictator, I would probably eliminate all these large business operations that tried to farm anything more than like 10 or 20,000 acres. You know, that point could be negotiated, but I think these operations that encompass hundreds of thousands or millions of acres, they should all go, and that we should actually spend subsidies on family farms, and that family farms should be interspersed with a lot of urban and suburban areas so that the food source is close. People can have access to freshly grown food, and people could be subsidized and even given awards for producing the most nutritious foods. For example, they could take the food and they could assay the vitamin content and the mineral content, and the people that grew the healthiest and most nutritious food would be able to get a reward. You know, this is the way things could be and should be, but of course the powers that be don't want them to be. So, your comments.
Well, you are correct that they don't want them to be efficient, self-sustaining, self-reliant whatsoever. There's a growing dependency on centralized planning that is, of course, been in the works for over a century to be honest. I mean, but really, yep. We've had quite a bit of an acceleration since World War II, and again, an acceleration with this plandemic as far as right. Justification for a lot of it.
Well, I don't know if you're aware, or any of your listeners are aware. I've seen various statistics at different times, but they've all been pretty close. And as recently as 1920, which in reality, in terms of overall civilization, it's nothing, it's a blink of an eye. But as recently as 1920, two out of three Americans were involved in farming in some way, shape, or form. And I've actually heard numbers that are higher, like closer to 70% or higher. But two out of three Americans were involved in farming. Now it's maybe one out of 20. So, you know, we've been removed from, in my opinion, there's no greater example of what you would call wealth production. But, you know, besides inventing things that we all need and find useful, true wealth is actually the health of the population and the health of the soil. So I hear the music.
Oh, yeah, no, we certainly haven't seen it as an important lifestyle to continue in the cities, especially. It's not really appreciated like it should be.
You are tuned in.
We'll be right
to
back.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my guest today, Paul in California. And you know, Paul, when I was growing up in school, like in grade school, for example, I went to a Catholic grammar school. I remember that being in a almost a suburban-like neighborhood, but albeit in the city, the attitude toward farmers was very negative as far as the culture at the time, you know, the way we were raised. I remember this one student we knew, a friend of mine, he grew up on a farm that produced a lot of corn. You know, he still had family down south out in the rural corn field areas. And he would often get laughed at or by the other students. And, you know, maybe it was kind of like a raggedy, you know, kind of what they'd call like, you know, a nerdy or geeky kind of look and persona. But, you know, nonetheless, you know, he would more than anything get laughed at because of this affiliation with being a farmer, you know. So, I mean, the school and the city and suburban our children were already indoctrinated in this attitude toward those who are self-sustaining and really maintain the nation. That's how we wound up with all these giant incorporated farming monoliths.
Well, so that's a much bigger picture than you paint there. But yeah, you're talking about kids. You know, kids don't know anything. So this is something that I don't really think that was put into the kids' minds. Maybe of course by some images on cartoons or TV, possibly. But yeah, most adults are of course not that way at all. And anybody who's ever grown anything and felt the satisfaction of that, I mean, there's nothing better, especially out here where, you know, in California, where you have the sunshine and there's still, you know, places where, you know, the soil is very good. Like in the Santa Clara Valley where I'm at, I understand, I remember going to junior college and one of the teachers, a geography teacher, was talking about the fact that so many places in the country have just the most wonderful blessings of soil, and that in this valley at one time, they went around and you know, checked out various areas, and the topsoil in some places was 20 foot thick, you know, because of the, over the eons, there was the rain washed off of the hills and brought a lot of soil down from the hills and settled into the valley. So there's many, many places in this country that are extremely blessed with wonderful soil without really doing a lot to it. And anybody who's ever, you know, tasted the difference between something you grow in your own backyard versus something you buy in the store, there's just no comparison at all. And it's, like I said, a guy that I shared a house with one time, he was a flight attendant for United Airlines. He was actually Japanese. He was American, but he was Japanese ethnicity. And he flew all the time to Japan, and he told me that the best produce California makes goes to Japan because they pay the highest dollar. And he said that in the stores over there, they make quite a presentation of it. So even some of the nicer stores here in California, they can't really compare to some of the better supermarkets that you would see in Tokyo and some of the other big cities. And they really make quite the presentation and marketing of produce over there. And I actually was later able to confirm this with a guy who knew all about the agriculture and the USDA and what has taken place here, and that we get in this country in many ways grade B produce, and that a lot of our best produce is exported because it brings the best money, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, they want large factory farms for the most part here. I mean, this Biden giving money to black farmers is all about optics and PR. It's not like they really want a huge amount of independent black farmers any more than farmers of any other race, any more than white farmers. You know, even if they were able to till the land well,
the black farmers we have here likely have a better chance because we have a whole white infrastructure still existing to support them, and that the average American black possesses an 85 IQ because he has been mixed with whites over 200 plus years, whereas the African black is around 70 to 75 IQ. That's why they can't feed themselves. That's why when they take over white farms in Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia, that they fall into non-production and the farm equipment, you know, rusts in the fields and the buildings essentially become dilapidated. And, you know, the same thing will happen in South Africa. Any place that blacks take over, they basically destroy. This is not controversial at all. It's certainly racist in terms of recognizing racial realities. Blacks weren't really practicing agriculture when the Europeans went to first encounter them. They were overwhelmingly hunter-gatherers. So, yeah, they're going to produce, if they can, problems for us in the near future. If they can get away with it, they're going to try to starve us out. People don't see that coming. They won't believe it. But if you listen to some of these things online where people are talking about, they're offering farmers 50% over market to not grow food.
Yes.
Right? So what does that tell you? Who on earth would do that? Who would offer to pay money to not produce food? Only the Jews would do that, and what would be the purpose of that? Well, it's not for them to make money, because the fact of the matter is money for them now is a secondary issue. They have control over it. Money is all phony. We haven't had real money for about the better part of 100 years. And so all they're interested in right now is to destroy our race. And if they could do it by any means necessary, such as starving us out, they will.
It's true. As far as that analogy earlier about just the schoolroom sort of mentality, it is still, I mean, children are very much mock and reflect what they see in the culture, on the television, you know, the TV shows and films. And there has been, far before there were so many restrictions and incentives to not farm and even restrictions on water and collecting water we have now, but far before that, for more than a generation, there has been, though, in the culture, a discouragement toward the urban lifestyle, including farmers, and, you know, that push toward the city, you know, a city life, of course, as being glorified, is all about a centralized dependence. So, I mean, I don't know, there is some significance, but, yeah, it was a bit of a tangent. As far as...
Yeah, no, it's... Oh, go ahead.
Well, as far as just any attitude toward self-sustainability or retaining what we've had, well, just as an example, a microcosm of the macrocosm, we have some leaked documents from Iowa schools with their critical race theory, you know, where teachers are forced to classify MAGA, Make America Great Again, as a type of racism and white supremacy. It's done through mandatory critical race theory training, forced on teachers at taxpayer expense. So the teachers of Iowa are being instructed to classify the vast majority of Iowan children as racist and white supremacist. And then they go on to say Iowa is Trump country. Trump carried 94 out of 99 Iowa counties in 2020. So, I mean, you know, this whole idea to even try to make America great or to stop it from moving toward a socialist Marxist sort of system is being looked at despairingly. You know, I mean, a lot of the children are indoctrinated to want a socialist future, you know, to be against everything American.
Well, the indoctrination has been taking place for a very long time, as you know, before we were even very, very young. And it's now the mask is off, and what we're looking at is a grotesque caricature of, you know, they have revealed themselves.
Right.
And I'm not sure, you know, the reason why. Some people say they have to do it now. They have to go all in because too many people are waking up online and all these various theories out there. I don't know because, you know, who can read these people's minds? I mean, they're obviously demented and evil and just sick. But The bottom line is that everything now is becoming quite transparent. If you've seen some of the clips that I have of these school board meetings, you know, the regular everyday normie parent is completely awake and aware now for the most part. They see what's going on. And to their credit, a lot of black people realize it too. There was a recent clip I just watched, and one of the speakers was a black woman, and she was very upset saying, hey, my children are not oppressed. I'm not oppressed, okay? And she just, you know, people know. And right. I just think that this is, in the end, I don't know how long it's going to take, but in the end, I don't think it's not going to work out well for these people. And in my opinion, the sooner the better. You know,
okay.
If it was all up right, to so me, I'd be rounding them up for the volcano.
All right, so you're rather optimistic as far as just how much they can get away with at once without, I mean, we've already been too awakened. You know, you can't put the giant back to sleep of the populace. We have a couple callers. Andy in Texas. Hello, what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, hey, no, this is an intriguing conversation. I like the fact that in 1920 we had X amount of farmers, and today we have C amount of farmers. No, I think this has been incrementally going on since 1871 when they had the Constitutional Convention or whatever and changed the 13th Amendment, turned us into corporations, blah, 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 blah. And then that led into the 1913 where they did we finally got our Federal Reserve, and then they started implementing that all around the world. So we're in a big plan right now. You know, this is going off the way they want it, although we are, you know, upending them here and there and whatnot. But most people are not self-sustaining today. And, you know, there's a theory out there that within 2 weeks, your neighbors will be eating you if there's no more food. And I think that's where they're going to get to the zombie land thing that they've been talking about. And it's funny that that's even coming up in the news to begin with, but they're actually saying that. And they've been putting out all these movies to get us ready for that. And then you got the Hunger Games, which I think that's going to come up. And, you know, with all the farmland being bought up by these billionaires, Bill Gates being number one. I mean, so they really got a plan going on here, and I think the American people we're in a squeeze right now, and the squeeze is whether or not you're going to figure this out and do something about it, or just prepare for it and sit back and watch everybody else suffer. But sooner or later, they're coming for you too. So, I mean, at this point, we really have to start to organize ourselves in our communities and decide how we're going to survive through this. But I don't think people see that that urgency that I see, or you see, or your guest sees. There's just plenty that we can be doing, and there's much that we're not doing, and people just don't see the urgency. And I think that's the secret. It's like the deep state is sneaking up behind us and catching us off guard, because everybody's just kind of complacent. They threw some money at you. They gave you some really nice unemployment, made $300 a week. You got on unemployment, made $600 a week. And you don't want to go back to work. Everybody's complacent. So, I mean, we're in a real big pickle here, and I think people need to wake up. And I don't know. I just wanted to say my piece.
Okay.
Yeah, you want me to react, Richard? Yeah. So, very good points. Nice way of putting it. I couldn't agree more that the average American dummy has no idea about what's potentially coming, because they have no idea about history. I meet people all the time, you know, young and old, who have no clue in terms of what has happened before in not only this country, but in other countries around the world. All they really know is what we call present year. So I'll give you a little something else to chew on. Just a while back, I think it was probably sometime last year, I read an article online about a guy by the name of Stanko. I want to say his name was Rudy. I could be wrong, but I think it's Rudy Stanko, S-T-A-N-K-O. And he actually sued some big meat processors. The story was that he was like a second or third generation rancher, and his family had a meat processing plant. A meatpacking plant, and at the time, get this, this is what I got from the article, as recently as the 1970s, there was over 800 meat processing plants, and many of them were local, serving essentially a local area or community, and now, today, there's basically about four big ones, and three of them are controlled by Jews, and I bet you probably there's not one in a million Americans that would be aware of this fact, and they are getting their hands on the spigot, if you will, so they can turn off and on our food supply, our meat supply, or whatever they choose, and they can make up any excuse. Oh, we had a cyber attack. So yeah, I agree.
Well, here's something else too. I mean, they installed Biden. We didn't vote for him. I mean, for crying out loud, he got 82 million votes. Most popular president in the world, but he can't get 6,000 to watch his video on YouTube, you know? And then we had Donald Trump, who got 76 million votes. There's only 130 million voters.
I'm sure you're probably aware of some of this, but there was literally a rally he had where a handful of people, and there was a couple of times where almost nobody showed up to his rallies. Meanwhile, Trump is packing them in all across the country, standing room only. And they want us to believe that Biden got way more votes than Trump.
Right.
But at this point, they could probably put Xi Jinping up for election in 2024, and we'd probably vote him in without even knowing it. I mean, that's how crazy. We might as well have Xi Jinping right now. We've got Joe Biden.
It's anything goes at this point. They're laughing at us. They're mocking us. They're just daring us to do something about it. That's all it is. At this point right now, it's like, what you going to do? What you going to do? They're poking their finger in our chest.
Well, listen, Andy, we have
look at them.
Callers.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Call, sir.
All right.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. James in Vancouver. Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Listen to Republic. I'm teaching my friend who was in the Hitler Youth how to listen to Republic Broadcasting, and he's going to check the programs and see what's going on.
Great.
The reason Biden is the president is because I believe they're planning to take the United States to war, and that's one way to do it, is put him in, you see. And war is what ruined the United States. It's what ruined Germany. And whenever I get talking to my Hitler Youth buddy, we discuss these issues. And anyway, I had another point to make, and I forgot. Oh, yeah, one more thing. If you want to play a cool song, play Nature's Way by Spirit. You know that song?
No.
Hello?
Not familiar. No, I'm not familiar.
Nature's Way by Spirit. It was released 50 years ago. And Spirit was a band that was in California back then. And Jay Ferguson came out of that band as well as others. But
I have heard of Spirit.
Sorry?
I said I have heard of Spirit. I'm not familiar with that song, but I do recall the band Spirit. It rings a bell.
Yeah, well, that song pretty much sums up what we're up against right now, because this is another war. And so we got this war, and we got a coming war, and there you go. Hello?
Are you optimistic as far as, they're trying to change too much too quickly right now, where too many people are waking up, the way Paul was saying. Are you optimistic, James?
About what's going to happen? Well, I think it's the calm before the storm.
Mm-hmm, right.
You can choose to go in a shooting war, or you can take the vaccine. That's the way I see it. That's what they're going to present to us.
Well, there will be gunfire over that, no doubt about it. I just can't see. Again, they're creating two classes of citizens, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. There's signs up in these stores that I see here in California where it says, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, this kind of stuff. So the next step is obvious. And right now there's a policy. People don't understand that law and policy are completely different, and people just go along because they think policy is law. It's insane because they're stupid. But in this county where I'm at, there's a workplace policy that if they're is one person in the workplace who isn't vaccinated, everybody has to wear a mask. Imagine the chutzpah it would take to try to push something like that through. But that's what these business owners are being told. It's insane. It's like it couldn't be
and
more.
They're taking it. They're taking it, aren't they? The business owners. They're not fighting back.
No, very few
people here aren't fighting back.
We don't have that many, anymore in this valley. I'm sure that there's a lot of old school type of businesses, but there's a lot of business owners here that are foreigners, and a lot of these foreigners are compliant. I went to this store yesterday, and it was an area of town where there's a lot of tall, good-looking white people. It's more like an exclusive area. It's not your normal mud soup, which is where I'm really normally at, right? Well, I got to tell you right now, this is an absolute fact. Just about every white person in this store did not wear a mask, and all the Asians had a mask on. It was almost 100% both ways. Every damn Chinese and every Indian that I saw had a mask on, and all the white people did not have a mask on. The contrast couldn't have been more stark.
Yeah, that mask stuff, I saw that in China 40 years ago when I was in China, and I figured you guys are wasting your time, but no. It's a symbol of honor because, you're doing something for society. See what I'm saying?
It's a spring.
Anyway. Yeah, if you're in British Columbia, if I understood that correctly, you've seen a face full of Chinese for a while, and you're probably not that fond of them. I certainly am not here in California, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, I was in China and Taiwan for 30 years, and then I came back here, and now I can speak Mandarin on the streets. 40 years ago here, no, no one was speaking Mandarin. Now everybody's speaking Mandarin. See, I mean, the Chinese are.
I'll tell you what I'm angry about. I want to be dictator of both the U.S. and Canada. It's supposed to be British Columbia, okay? I've been to British Columbia back in the 80s, and it was great. I loved it. I actually spent part of my youth in Seattle.
Yeah.
I went to junior high in Seattle, and that was way different back then, too. So, yeah, I would basically make British Columbia British again, and lots of people would be going out across the
Yeah, well, we don't have leadership up here either. Like, we've had the same thing as this voting thing is what happened to you guys in November last year, see? And we don't have leadership here. They just follow the line. They just follow some higher power. Right?
Yep.
And,
gentlemen, I see this plandemic as a springboard for a lot of these other agendas, you know, linking it to climate change and critical race theory, the technocracy, potential digital currencies. But it seems like the shots, both of you see this is not ending. It's going to get worse, and it's going to be a bit of an end game in itself. They really want to start getting us to comply to every shot they want to inject in us in the future. Yep. That seems like a very important part of this.
Yeah, and the way they sell it is, we're going to top you up, like you're getting gasoline in your tank. We'll top you up, don't worry. So every year you get topped up. You know what
and
I mean?
It's clearly insane, and it's clearly a bio attack on our children. You don't have to be a scientist or a virologist or anything else. All you have to do is look at the vaccine schedule from about 1970, and then look at the vaccine schedule today. Just look at it. Just read it, and you can go online and you can find it. It's just insane.
Yep.
It's like anybody who has any brains at all could not fail to see what you're looking at when you just look at the vaccine schedule.
And even in my day, I had my fellow student died a couple of years ago. She was only 57, 58. And what it was probably was polio, because the polio vaccine had stuff in it, right? And I've had several friends that died around their late 50s or early 50s because of cancer in the soft tissue, you see.
That's right. That's right.
So, thanks for taking my call and appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thank you, James. Sorry, what's that, Paul?
Yeah, I didn't mean that. I wasn't sure. I was waiting for the right pause. I was just going to remind him and all the listeners that all vaccines have been warfare against us. There hasn't been ever a vaccine that's safe or effective, and that's not just a casual statement. It's actually borne out by others.
No, that's something that I've concluded as well with a lot of my research. It's a great way to end the show. That's a great final point. Well, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Paul. Pleasure as always.
All right. Well, thank you for having me, Richard.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, thank you for listening, folks. And please, again, support RBN. We do need the donations. And it has been a bit of a rough patch for keeping everything paid up at the moment. So do support us. Stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.